Good evening, everyone. Looks like we have a small crew here tonight, and this is our regular meeting of the Bolton Finance Committee on Thursday, February 20th. And we have present in the room committee members Ross Lally, Chair. I was going to call you Bob Monroe, but it's Bob Mora.
Yes, thank you.
Bob Mora from the Selectmen, also Amanda Gordon from the Selectmen. We have another member at large, Tyler Egner. And then online, we have Jim Warsh, who is a member of the public, and Jill Collins, our chief financial officer. And we also have Mary, our clerk, without whom this would not be possible. So I call the meeting to order. I'm going to ask if there's any public participation. And I'm asking you, Mr. Warsh, since you are the public here, and I gave you the link tonight, so you can comment if you wish, sir. So I'm not hearing anything from Mr. Warsh, so we can go on to approval of our minutes for the January 30th, 2025 special meeting.
I'll move the adoption of the minutes as presented, Mr. Chairman.
So we have a motion by Bob Mora to approve the minutes as presented. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Amanda Gordon. Discussion.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, because that was just voted on the meeting and got out of Dodge.
Yeah, that was a,
you know,
that
the capital budget got out of Dodge, so. So I'm not seeing anything myself or anybody else wanting correction. So I will call for a vote. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So we have three ayes. I am not voting, so there are no abstentions or nays. So it's unanimous by the voting members. So we shall continue on then with the elected official and town and staff reports. I don't see anybody in person here or online representing the Board of Ed, so I don't know.
They have a meeting.
They're having a meeting.
They're having their meeting, I know.
And that's why two of our members
are not here either, so. Yeah. So I don't know, Jill, if there's anything you're aware of in here. This seemed to be the usual to me.
I'm not aware of anything for them.
I didn't see anything jumping out when I skimmed through it.
The only thing I would draw attention to is that the materials in the packet, if they were posted online, are not the correct materials. So there's two packets labeled FY24. The one that says as of January 31st, 2025 should be labeled FY25. The 1 year look back that we were provided with says FY24, but it's actually FY23 because it says as of January 3rd, FY23.
Yeah, okay.
You're right, Amanda, and that is exactly what Casal gave me, so I don't have.
Oh, no, I
get it.
Thank you for bringing it up because
yep.
I figured it out, but then I forgot to mention it. And we had something similar the last time or one of the previous times where it was a cut and paste like that. For the, you know, the title.
I did double check to make sure that I gave you exactly what she gave me, but that was all I got. I'm sorry. Okay. And I know you're not blaming.
No apology.
I do think the projected underspending went down from our last report, though. Now they're coming in at underspending of 37,000. I'm pretty sure it was much higher. I feel like it was 150.
Do you want me to look? You want me to go back?
No,
and look?
I mean, yeah. I just.
It's up to you. I can.
No. Well, they transferred $60,000
for the HVAC.
For that revac.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad they did that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. It needed to happen.
It needed to be done.
Right.
So far, coming in pretty close to budget for this year.
Yeah.
So far.
Okay. Any comments, Tyler? No one? Okay, so then why don't we move on to the town update?
Well, other than the fact, we're hoping to have our budget together after our next week's meeting. So that's where we are.
And when you say we, it's this board of
the Board of Selectmen. I'm sorry, for the Board of Selectmen. And the Board of Selectmen is also going to look at the capital with some thoughts on reductions. So. Just, I'm just sharing that.
Okay, no, is it at your AP meeting or a separate meeting?
Yeah, it's the it's
fall, right, immediately following.
It's following the AP.
Oh, okay.
Meeting. Yeah. Special meeting following the AP meeting.
Okay.
So, as you can see, I still haven't done the adjustments for the current tax period yet. We are doing one more. We did, well, actually, Jenna did up today for next AP meeting. I believe it was like five more return on the current taxes. And then I'm going to try, time permitting, to do that adjusting entry, putting the taxes that are going to be put to next year into the liability line. So she only got three in a month. So I think, or four or five in this past month. So, and the supplemental tax due is gone by. So I'm going to feel pretty comfortable doing it now. And if anything does come in from here on out, then I'll just take it. We'll just lower the liability for next year. So next month we should have it cut dry what's really in the current taxes.
Okay.
So it's still a little high, but so I did do an extra line for the overpayment refunds. Besides the regular refunds that we do for overpayment of taxes, the regular ones. I just so it was very clear for everyone to see. Do you want me to bring it up or?
Yeah, why not? If you could.
Yeah, sure.
So when you're saying that's that column that is, it's another column then you said, return.
Correct. It's the overpayment refunds is the one that's going back.
Got it.
Yeah.
Overpayment returns.
Pull it up.
Now, thank you for putting that out, Jill, because it helps make it clearer.
Yep.
Not a problem. Okay. Now that I know how to, well, I don't know if we can make this bigger, but hold on 1 second. Let me go back and hit share.
There it goes.
Okay.
All right, we got it. Thank you.
So the supplemental tax, we have been collecting quite a bit on. We're actually doing pretty good considering everything. It's 65% right now, 65.84% for supplemental. I believe that the numbers, I have it right in front of me, but I believe the numbers came in 200,000, and that's not taking the like 94% of, but I think the supplemental is about 200,000 or in the 200,000. So I'm feeling good about the 175,000 for supplemental. So, doing great on interest and prior period taxes being collected. I think we're doing pretty good.
That's a quick question.
Let me make a quick note for Mary that Rodney Fournier, our first selectman, just joined at 7:23. In case she didn't see him come in on the camera. Okay, Mr. Mora.
I don't know if you've had any conversations with our bank yet as to what their projection might be for the interest of for the rest of this year if they
I haven't had that conversation, but a couple months ago I did have a conversation that I have not been able to follow up with her, Alexis on, but they did say they were going to have to lower the interest rate. She didn't say how much. Yeah. And I told her that it would have to be presented to the board of selectmen. So, but I haven't gotten back to her. I haven't talked to her in a little bit. So, but I was warned, but I know that they need to present that to you and they know that.
But they wouldn't have to come to us, Jill, right? Because contract with them says variable.
Correct. But when we met with them, the Board of Selectmen met with them, they said that they would give them notice.
Got it.
Okay.
So I guess my request would be like, whenever we know this team is going to set the revenue, which is going to be in the next, probably in April,
right?
Early April, I would hope if we can reach out and try and get some clarity so that we can set that number appropriately.
Yeah, and also I'd ask a question of, would they be willing to share a prediction of where we might be next year? Mm-hmm. Just a range.
Yeah.
Just for us so we can
project. Like typical, like worst.
Yeah, worst case.
Worst average and best case.
Right.
Also, so would you like me to set up?
Hold on. We had a question from Tyler.
Okay.
Also, like, when are the adjustments? So, like, when are the variable, like, rate changes? Is it, like, quarterly or, like, monthly?
Nope.
Or
there isn't any set time.
No time.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
compounded
really,
daily, so it could be at any point,
yeah,
right?
They haven't changed it.
Okay.
Since
okay.
I'm sure they have
internal whenever they change it, it's never a set. It's just whatever it happens.
I'm sure they have some internal guidelines for their benchmarks, and then at a certain point they change them to maintain whatever profit margins and stuff they need to.
Okay. So, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
It definitely makes sense why we want to have a little heads up because it's not like a regular recurring.
No predictability.
Yeah, because it looks like we're going to finish this year with about 500,000, which is, I think,
good,
what we guessed.
Yep.
And then that does beg the question of what would be a reasonable number to think next year based on whatever they can tell us by April.
That was why when I looked at that, that's the thought that crossed my mind as well.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Would you like me to set up a meeting with them for the selectmen or no? Yes.
Well, what we would need or would like is what we were discussing is if they would be willing to, as the chair said, share with us what their prediction would be.
You said it first.
Yep.
No, worst case and best case scenario for the upcoming fiscal year.
Yep.
Where it goes now, I can't imagine any change being significant enough to really impact what we've got coming.
I don't think it needs to come from them, but if you can get that data and share it with us. Like,
right, that's good enough. I mean,
If you could, Jill, so the ask is if you could ask them what, what the range of interest rates would be that they predict for next year with the understanding we're not going to hold them to it, but we just would like an idea for planning.
And the other thing from the bank, they were supposed to come back with a proposal if we collected taxes twice a year, weren't they?
They're supposed to help do an analysis for us.
We never got that, I don't think.
Well, they did. Well, we did work on that, but they didn't. The thing was they wanted more concrete information from me, which I couldn't provide because I could only say, okay, so what I did was I took the first half of the year and I said, all right, the current property tax, and I split in half as if it was, only, and so then they wanted the second half of the year and I can't project because that's when, like everything else, the first half of the year was easy because I just split, the, personal property, the current real estate in half. But going forward, predicting that, I couldn't do that. But I can look back because I did. They did give me some information, but
I'm not
mostly
quite following Jill because couldn't we just simply know the typical historical pattern that the money's come in and either split that, or you just say, you know what, half the money's going to come in the spring, half of it's going to come in the fall, and you work with that. So I'm trying to understand
amount for the supplemental.
Well, but in reality, that's not how it works because we don't get half and half, or we don't get all of it. So, I mean, it certainly. Well,
I guess
I'll look
overall,
back at my notes because first
I
half
guess
is easy to predict.
Overall, that was a selectman's issue, not a Board of Finance issue at the moment. I just was
no, it becomes a Board
it
of
will
Finance
be,
issue.
Yeah,
sure.
But you weren't concerned. We asked the question.
Well, yes. I mean, we're talking about potential revenue for next year. I mean, and all we need to do, Jill, is put a star at the bottom of whatever the analysis is, outlining our underlying assumptions, right? Like, so
that's all.
Yeah. No,
well, I understand it's an assumption, but because we don't collect like that, the second half, what do you split? The first month, the second month away. I guess I could do it that way, but it's not because we don't collect that way. It's hard to predict the second 6 months.
Right.
I certainly could take the first 6 months and then use it on the other half.
I'll just tell you my own druthers because I have the cash at hand is I would just keep it until the second payment. so I have the use of the money and get the interest as opposed to giving it to the town. Yes. But I don't know what other people would do.
Well, exactly.
That would cut this in half.
Right. That's the other thing.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
If that's the other way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah. Well,
we lose that much. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, didn't mean to go on that tangent.
No, it's a good thing to bring up because it has the potential to affect, you know, the budget to some extent that we don't quite know should that happen.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Continue.
This is all the other revenues, which are coming in pretty much on target. I don't see any. The only thing is the veterans taxes. That's it for the year. So we're not going to get the other 883. Disability is going to be, we're not going to get the other 220. Those two are going to, that's it for the year for those two collections. And other than that, everything, it seems to be pretty much on target.
So this is relevant to both Board of Selectmen and, well, I guess it's not, because there's no decision that the Board of Selectmen has to make because it was a state law, but we never got an analysis of the impact of the new state law. The veteran the full tax exemption for disabled veterans. And so we need that.
I think that's
the impact
still
of it
for debate.
That's not me.
It passed already.
No, they're looking to modify it.
They're trying to define it.
I know Pam is looking to maybe expand it.
Disability, I think, is the term that's trying to be defined.
VA has a definition.
No, that's what I was going to say. I just think you'd go by what the VA.
Well, no, other than the fact death is
right. That was the one that part of it as well. Families
For us, the impact.
But we can get an analysis based on the current law as it's written.
Yeah,
I mean,
anybody who has full disability, look it up. Right. That's it.
So again, make an assumption, and it may or may not be accurate depending on what the state
chooses. I don't know if we even have anyone on full disability.
No,
I don't. I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to be a couple $1,000? Is it going to be a couple hundred? Like,
I wouldn't suspect it'd be. I think you're in a lower range, but
that would be an assessor question, though.
You just take that back?
You can
take that back to Jim and ask him to ask Kara because it's relevant to our work as a finance committee.
So I don't know what you're asking though, because I really don't have anything to do with
the analysis. You and the assessor would have that data.
The analysis of I'm not asking you to give me an answer. I'm not saying we will need the analysis of the impact of the VA tax exemption law on our revenues for next year.
And the assessor can give us
that. And that's something that Jim can ask Kara to do. Right.
Yep.
With a certain assumptions.
Right.
Based on our current understanding of the legislature's intent. This is, what do you think will happen, Kara?
Yeah.
And that may or may not be accurate, but it's like most of the things we do, it's an educated guess. And you're saying, I don't think it's going to be too far.
Well,
because it's not a huge amount to begin with. Okay. Next.
Okay. We have received all our town aid road money for the year. The expenditures are pretty, we're running about normal.
Excuse me.
No questions?
Well, we're running a little over. We're at 51%, whereas past years we were 49 and 36, which it's not bad. I'm just saying, maybe that means our budgets are getting tighter and more accurate, right? Yeah. We may not have as much left over this year as we have in past years, is all I'm getting at.
It also means it depends on what payroll you're in this year versus last year or the year before, and some months before others. So it it's not a perfect science. You can't just take
No,
the
no.
expenditure line and divide it by
No,
12
what's
or
in there for
budget, you
yourself?
know.
Right.
So, I
Yep.
mean, it's pretty close.
It gives you
Yeah.
directional information, but it's not 100% accurate as
Right.
to where we're going to line up.
Right. Yep.
I mean, if this were saying like 70% was spent of this month, I think we'd start getting a little bit concerned. But
Oh, right. I
no,
would say there's no reason to be concerned. That's
I'm just saying, just to illustrate, like directionally, like
right.
if it's at 50%, well, we're more than halfway through the year,
Yeah.
so 51% is still reasonable. And if
Oh,
like
yeah.
saying if it were 70 or 80, then you're just 6, 7 months into the year, I'd say, yeah, we got to worry about this, even though it's not 100% predictor.
No, I mean, budgets by definition and projections by definition
Yes.
are estimates.
Estimates. Our
That's all it
best
is.
reasonable guess based on whatever information we have to hand when we did it. Okay, next.
Just the transfers that happened in January. Pretty small.
And the green, the good news green sheet.
Yeah, and then the interest rate, which we kind of jumped ahead and looked at.
I'm sorry.
You want the, do so we want to go right to here? Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
This was the next one in this pile.
So yeah, I want to just jump back here for a second. So we're well below at this point in time, below the 16 million right now. We're in the 15, almost in 14 million in the bank now. So next month's interest will be lower than the 44.
That's where we were last year too. Yep.
But even if you average it out at 25,000 for the remainder, you're still over 500,000.
Which is
Yeah.
what we're budgeted around
Right.
before, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think so that's it for that.
Okay.
Okay. So it would be the next agenda item.
All
So
right, so
the
budget
selectmen
transfer.
approved, and I can't get this to go straight up down. But yeah,
Yes.
here we go. So there had to be a transfer out of department. Selectmen approved it, moving it on to the finance committee to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfer from the public health budget to the
That's from seniors.
seniors.
Yeah,
From Oh,
seniors to
sorry,
public.
to the public health budget from the seniors budget in the amount of $293 from the category other professional services to the category other contracts.
Do I have a second?
Probably not.
Sorry, where are we on right now?
No.
Everybody comes with me. Oh.
I'll be happy to second it, but sure, yeah, I'll give you
Give
sure.
Tyler a chance.
Yeah. I'll second it. Yes.
Okay. Motion made by
I
Amanda
couldn't find it in my stack.
to transfer the
Just in case
funds,
some Google
seconded by
shoot.
Tyler. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Hi.
So all the three voting members all agreed and said aye. So it passed unanimously by the voting members. I am not a voting member and there's nobody else present. So no nays or abstentions. I'm going to put this on the gym's door when we're done with a note that we approved it tonight. So let's continue on to the ongoing business communication.
I put the budget calendar out. I don't know if you ever shared it. I shared it, emailed it to you
You did. Oh, it didn't go
weeks
out.
ago. I don't know that it went out to like the senior center and the library because I couldn't do that.
Oh,
That had to come from you
okay.
for the board of selection.
I'll do that
It had
tomorrow.
to go through you, but I posted on social.
I'll make sure that happens.
I mean, and I was just trying to pull it up on my phone to make sure this the one we have in front of us matches that. But so far, that's the only communicating that's really happened.
Okay, cool.
Not in terms of communication to the public, but in terms of communication with the Board of Ed for next year's calendar, we probably want to make sure there's no conflicts between meetings, since now now yeah. there are two members of the Board of Ed.
Is that a special? They're a special meeting, isn't it?
Was it
I think
special?
It is.
There's half because this is our regular meeting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a special meeting. So
then
we
have to, yeah.
I don't think I'm jumping to go, but they're announcing their new.
They did it tonight. That's 6:30. Yeah.
Did they announce it yet?
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
What they're supposed to be.
They did it. It was like done by 6:32 because my Zoom app was updating and I missed it.
Yeah, because they said
like that was fast.
Yeah, they said they were supposed to introduce the new chair at this meeting. No,
superintendent.
I mean, sorry.
And I think I'm not going to say that. I think there was something else that happened. But.
Okay. So let's go on. Anything? So we did. Communication. Jill, I think anything new with the tax issue? You kind of touched on it up ahead that you're still tying up the loose ends on it and you'd added that column into the revenue sheet.
Maybe.
Tax.
I have nothing else though.
That's interesting.
And I don't know of anything else either on that topic. So we can move on to the budget calendar. And I'll just note as we do that our next scheduled meeting is a regular meeting on March 30th. We have a potential space for special meetings on March 27th and on April 3rd.
March 27th, April 3rd, April 10th, April 17th, April 23rd, April 29th. Yeah. Public hearing, possible budget adoption on May 1st. And that's all I have. Okay. Yep. It matches what I put out to the public. Okay.
Yep. Good thing.
Consistency.
Well,
very good. It's handy.
Yeah. And then the fun begins after that with all the referenda.
Yep.
And the Board of Selectmen, correct, is the one that has to set the referendum date.
Yeah. But they,
right.
Typically, okay. Around the third Tuesday,
of
the month on right. Tuesday.
We hadn't done that yet, so I put to be set by the Board of Selectmen on the and wanted to make sure I didn't lie.
Okay.
Inadvertently.
Okay, then I guess at this point, then we can ask for a motion to adjourn. So we're motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? So we are adjourned at 7:43.
Excellent.
Thank you all very much.
Good night.
Good night.